go. Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
Where is the collusion? You know, they're still looking for collusion. Where is the collusion? Find some collusion. We want to find the collusion.
Here's some collusion for you. Donald Trump colluded with Michael Cohen and David Pecker in an interstate conspiracy to violate federal campaign finance law. And that's not me making that accusation. That is Donald Trump's personal lawyer and confidant today in federal court under oath making that accusation about the president of the United States participating in two federal crimes. Quote, for the principal purpose of influencing the election. Bill Clinton was impeached for less. Bill Clinton was never charged with committing crimes in order to get elected. Bill Clinton was never accused of a criminal conspiracy to defraud the American voter in order to get elected. There are 16 current members of the United States Senate who voted to convict Bill Clinton in his impeachment trial and remove him from office for less than what Donald Trump stands accused of tonight by Michael Cohen. And one of those Republican senators was actually a member of the House of Representatives at the time. And as many of you might recall, in Senate impeachment trials, the prosecutors are actually members of the House Judiciary Committee. And here is the standard for removal from the office of the presidency that Lindsey Graham argued for in the Clinton impeachment trial in the United States Senate.
So the point I'm trying to make is you don't even have to be convicted of a crime to lose your job in this constitutional republic. If this body determines that your conduct as a public official is clearly out of bounds in your role, because impeachment is not about punishment. Impeachment is about cleansing the office. Impeachment is about restoring honor and integrity to the office.
You will not hear Lindsey Graham say that again. Lindsey Graham and all of the Republican senators who voted for Bill Clinton's removal from office have proven in the last 2 years that they did not mean a word that they said when they voted to remove Bill Clinton from office. Not a single word of it. They do not care about restoring honor and integrity to the office. But impeachment begins in the House of Representatives. And if Democrats win the House in November, then we are tonight already on the road to impeachment hearings in the House of Representatives, impeachment hearings that Republicans cannot stop. The New York Times is reporting tonight that the White House realizes this and is worried about impeachment as never before. White House correspondent Maggie Haberman tweeted, Trump folks are worried about impeachment more than before. The thinking goes like this. This is something tangible, not a theoretical, and it didn't come from Mueller. Does not mean it will happen, but this has moved to a different stage in their minds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the honey drippers in the house tonight, and they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
I don't know.
Giuliani, the president's lawyer, and a one-man legal improv troupe. Now, Giuliani was on TV this morning to talk about the ongoing Mueller investigation, and he came up with a rationale for his boss's refusal to sit down with Mueller that was, even by Giuliani standards, very Giuliani.
When you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is
about,
truth. I don't mean to go like...
It isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. The President of the United States says, I didn't...
Truth isn't truth. Mr. Mayor, do you realize what... This is going to become a bad
Don't do this to me.
The Trump Tower meeting itself is at least evidence of you better investigate. How is it not?
Well, because the meeting was originally for the purpose of getting information about Clinton. The meeting turned into a meeting.
Which in itself, it's attempted collusion. I understand.
No,
you just said it. The meeting was intended to get dirt on Hillary Clinton from a Kremlin lawyer.
No.
That was the intention of the meeting. You just said it.
What is Giuliani doing, and why does the White House keep letting him go on TV? Because at this rate, Trump is going to wind up behind bars with Giuliani visiting him and saying, don't worry, Donald, prison isn't prison.
It is a chilling day in American history. For the first time ever, a president has used the power of his office to punish members of the intelligence community who have criticized him. Specifically, former CIA director John Brennan. Now, presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee read the president's statement today about Brennan from the official White House lion perch.
As the head of the executive branch and commander-in-chief, I have a unique constitutional responsibility to protect the nation's classified information, including by controlling access to it. Today, in fulfilling that responsibility, I've decided to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Truth isn't truth.
This means Brennan can't read classified intelligence. So now the only place he'll read threats against America is on Trump's Twitter feed. And the official reason Trump gave for revoking Brennan's clearance, Brennan, quote, leveraged his status to make a series of unfounded and outrageous allegations, including wild outbursts on the internet. Yes. Yes.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I'd say that's the pot calling the kettle black, but there may be tapes of it calling the kettle something much worse.
The first ever president of the United States who attacks individuals, including his own employees and American institutions, on social media, as recently as several times just today, just tonight. The New York Times has counted and reports the president has tweeted attacks against at least 487 people, a figure now dated because of fresh attacks tonight, 487 people, companies, or institutions since launching his run for the White House.
I'm honored to open this important summit on cyberbullying prevention.
He tweeted that again this morning, witch hunt.
The safe and responsible use of social media.
Who else the president has tweeted about this weekend six times? A guy named Bruce Orr.
But can also be destructive and harmful when used incorrectly.
He's been venting his frustration in a series of 10 tweets over the last 24 hours.
Conduct themselves safely and in positive manner in an online setting.
One of the many tweets from the president, he must be a John Dean type, quote, rat.
To reducing peer-to-peer bullying through kindness and open communication.
A particularly sharp jab at the special counsel directly, calling Mueller, quote, disgraced and discredited.
Let's face it, most children are more aware of the benefits and pitfalls of social media than some adults.
All this week, folks, we've been hearing salacious details from Omarosa's book about her time in the White House. In it, she writes, in my opinion, Melania is counting every minute until he is out of office and she can divorce him. Omarosa also claims that the First Lady's fashion choices are meant as rebukes to her husband, and that the I don't really care, do you jacket she wore to the child detention center was meant to hurt Trump, setting off a controversy that he would have to fix and trying to make sure that no one asked her to do something like that again.
Oh,
Marosa, you're the worst, but damn, I'm glad you came. Will your sour grapes and secret tapes finally kick his ass at his own game?
It's the art of the deal.
Marosa, you're a mess, but I'm not mad you're here.
Oh,
if you crush this clown, I'll clean your crown when they make you Woman of the Year.
We know that you're ratchet and mean, but we're ready to make you our queen.
Yes, queen, and when we say,
fine,
we'll buy your book today. We only hope that you'll play your tapes, Omarosa, Omarosa, press play.
If I need to, I'll do what I have to do to protect myself.
Oh, Marosa, God, you suck, but go and make that coin.
Make that money, honey.
Honey, open up a secret club for your fans, and maybe I will join. I said maybe, oh. My God, I hate you, Omarosa Manigault.
You're a monster,
but you're I'll kiss, cause now he's pissing his pants and saying oi gavalt.
He isn't Jewish, but okay.
Though you might be a fraud, every night till I pray to the Lord, that if you heard,
yeah,
him saying the N-word,
huh,
you taped it and that you'll play the tape. Omarosa, Omarosa, that's O-M-A-R-O.
Believe me, my tapes are much better than theirs.
Omarosa.
Donald Trump has met his match. I am not going anywhere. This is just the beginning.
Brandy Rainbow is a total loser. Believe me.
Now, you've brought with you today a new recording. This is an exclusive, so let's go ahead and have a listen. We warn you that what you're about to hear is extremely stupid.
Hello. It's me. Listen, I had no idea they were going to fire you after I told them to. I'm absolutely sick about it. Don't love it at all, but what I really wouldn't love is you flapping your yap all over town about all the crazy shit I say and do. So listen, I'd like to offer you $15,000 a month to shut the hell up and occasionally pick up my dry cleaning. Cool. Thanks, dog.
Okay. What the hell was that?
I saw this as an attempt to buy my silence, to censor me, and to pay me off $15,000 per month.
Oh boy! Has her book tour gotten under the president's, I wanna say, skin? Not sure. According to a Republican insider, Trump told advisors that he wants Attorney General Jeff Sessions to have Manigo Newman arrested, although it's unclear what law Trump believes she broke.
What law did she break? Is my heart a law?
Omarosa dropped a new secret tape today. This time, it's her and presidential daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, and it confirms Omarosa's claim that she was offered $15,000 a month to hush, to work for the campaign in a job as assistant secretary of keeping your trap shut.
It sounds a little like, obviously, that there's something that the back pocket to pull out. Clearly, if you come over as a campaign, like, we can't have, we gotta,
oh, God, no.
Everybody's positive, right?
Why is Lara Trump in charge of this?
Look, super important meeting. Everybody in here, we can't have Omarosa spilling sensitive info that could destroy my presidency. We need someone to handle this delicately. Send my worst son's wife. Okay?
And Omarosa made it very clear she had more tapes ready to drop.
You know, there are things that I write about, and then there are things that I'm going to save to share when the time is right. I am not going anywhere. I'm not going to be bullied. I'm not intimidated. And I'm going to go toe-to-toe with him. Everything he throws at me, believe me, my tapes are much better than theirs. Well, what Mr. Trump does will be brought to light.
According to one of President Trump's former top aides, the Trump administration is terrified of what else former staffer Omarosa may have recorded within the White House. Oh, God. Please don't let it be an album.
Now, for the first time in one collection, you can enjoy all of Donald Trump's classic bigoted hits. Introducing Donald Trump. Now, that's what I call racist. All his hottest derogatory tracks. It'll have you grabbing your torch and marching your booty.
you'll get...
I have a great relationship with the blacks.
You also had people that were...
Very fine people.
On both sides. Get that son of a bitch off the field right now.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
And some...
They're rapists.
I assume are good people.
And many, many more. Obama's birth certificate. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. Whole countries, low IQ. Central Park Five are still guilty. Muslim ban. Build a wall. Mexican judge. Nigerians live in huts. Order now and we'll throw in Donald Trump. Now that's what I call sexist.
So if you don't want my daughter, perhaps I'll be dating her.
Call now.
Adrian, come here. I want to ask you a question. So how did you come here? Come here. You're not nervous, right? Speaks perfect English. Come here, I want to ask you about that. 78 lives. You saved 78 people. So how did you feel that there were people in that trailer? There's a lot of trailers around. Please. He didn't know he was going to do this, but it's just of interest.
That was President Trump moments ago at this event at the White House to honor Border Patrol agents and ICE officials. Jeremy Dimon is with me now from the White House. This is a man. Saved 78 people, and as the president's describing him, says, almost like an aside, speaks perfect English.
So it is interesting to have the president make that kind of a comment about a U.S. law enforcement officer. Of course he speaks perfect English. He's a U.S. law enforcement officer, of course.
A speechwriter for President Trump who attended a 2016 white nationalist conference has left the White House. Darren Beatty confirmed to CNN that he spoke at the 2016 H.L. Mencken Club conference. That event is regularly attended by well-known white nationalists such as Richard Spencer.
Half of Americans, I think the poll was 49%, think that Donald Trump is a racist.
Racist.
He doesn't have to use the word N-word for it to become very clear what he is.
A racist.
A bigot and a racist.
He's even more racist than people that we know are racist.
Truth isn't truth.
Yes, it's very amusing because it's so crackpotish and so evidently Trump, but there is a serious side to it, I think.
Magician and former Celebrity Apprentice contestant Penn Jillette has come forward to say he heard President Trump make racially insensitive comments on set. Meanwhile, Teller hasn't said a word.
Truth isn't truth.
President Trump, feeling the heat from a Russia investigation that just will not go away, railing on Twitter this morning that the special counsel is worse than the infamous Senator Joseph McCarthy, the man behind the Red Scare in the 1950s. Trump claiming he has nothing to hide, this in response to a stunning new New York Times report that White House counsel Don McGahn has spent 30 hours over 9 months talking to Robert Mueller, the special counsel, the White House lawyer, effectively a cooperating witness in the investigation of President Trump.
Cohen pleads guilty, implicating president.
President Trump today taking cover after he was implicated in federal crimes and trying to spin a narrative completely at odds with what we're hearing from the United States Justice Department. This comes after two men who were once part of the president's inner circle are now convicted felons. In the case of the United States of America versus Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chair, was found guilty on 8 felony counts. President Trump today tweeted that he feels, quote, such respect for Manafort. He suggested the convictions did not constitute justice. He thanked Manafort for not flipping on him. And the president falsely said the charges were merely a 12-year-old tax case, when in fact Manafort was found guilty of 2 bank fraud charges that took place either on or around March 2016, when Manafort joined the Trump campaign. In the case of the United States of America versus Michael Cohen, the president's former fixer and attorney pleaded guilty on 8 counts and implicated President Trump, saying that he, Cohen, violated campaign finance laws, quote, in coordination with and at the direction of a candidate for federal office, i.e. President Trump, for the principal purpose of influencing the election. President Trump today is claiming that those campaign finance violations are, quote, not a crime. That's not what the Justice Department said. The same president, of course, is named as Individual One in the plea deal. Now, you can believe Individual One, who is implicated in the crimes, the president, who does have a long and storied history of saying things that aren't true, or you can believe career prosecutors at the Justice Department, two federal judges, and a jury of Paul Manafort's peers. But you do have to pick between one or the other. This afternoon, another demonstrable falsehood from the president, telling his favorite channel that he did not learn of the hush money payments until after they'd been made, despite the fact, of course, that Michael Cohen recently released an audio recording from September 2016 in which Donald Trump can be clearly heard discussing a potential payment to Playboy model Karen McDougal. And you'll recall that President Trump himself verified that tape, tweeting at the time, "What kind of a lawyer would tape a client?
Find some collusion."
I can tell you that Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest to the special counsel. Knowledge about the computer crime of hacking and whether or not Mr. Trump knew ahead of time about that crime and even cheered it on. I can tell you it's my observation that what he knows that he witnessed will be of interest to the special counsel. That's my opinion. We'll see.
You're saying Michael Cohen knew that the president of the United States knew about hacking during the campaign?
So I can't go beyond saying that it's my observation that this topic will be of interest to the special counsel. He has statements that he can make along those lines, but I can't go beyond that.
Tonight, the president went to West Virginia for a rally. There were the usual chants of drain the swamp and lock her up, but they were not as lusty as past events. And the president's comments, truth be told, were slightly less sharp. After landing and before leaving for the rally, the president approached the traveling news media to comment on the Manafort conviction.
I feel badly, I must tell you that Paul Manafort's a good man. He was with Ronald Reagan. He was with a lot of different people over the years, and I feel very sad about that. It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, you know, it's a very sad thing that happened. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. We continue the witch hunt. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, what about Michael Cohen? Any comment on Michael Cohen?
Preet Bharara, the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, said on Twitter today, just a plain statement of fact, Michael Cohen in a courtroom in the Southern District of New York, under oath, declared that the president directed him to commit a federal crime.
And David, the president can fire the attorney general. He can fire the deputy attorney general. He can pretty much rip that investigation apart.
Yeah, sure, he can do that. And of course, that's what's troubling about having a president who is as cray as Trump is. And right now, he's kind of cray to the cradiest power. You know, abnormal has become the new normal. Every day we have not one, not two, but half a dozen things. You know, you didn't list the fact that he said that he kind of likes Kim Jong-un today and he'd like to meet with Kim Jong-un. We didn't talk about the fact that he thought Manafort was a good guy and that, you know, it was a horrible thing that was being done to him. Every single day he violates norms. But I think the thing that we need to keep in mind as we look forward on this thing is that someday we're going to be looking back at all this and saying, these were the good old days. These were the days when the pressure wasn't high. There wasn't a Democratic Congress that was running 11 investigations and looking at his books. His son wasn't in the dock. His daughter wasn't in the dock. His son-in-law wasn't in the dock. And, you know, when that pressure builds up on him, and God forbid we have some kind of international crisis, which we haven't had, this kind of level of craziness is gonna look good by comparison, because the guy is clearly losing his grip.
Why did Donald Trump cross the road? Okay, first of all, he never crossed the road. That's fake news. And second of all, the people who are accusing him of crossing the road, they're the ones who crossed the road. Third, Hillary Clinton crossed a bunch of roads and the media never asked about that. Fourth, if he did cross it, it was totally legal. The light was green. Fifth, Donald Trump is a successful businessman who knows more about roads than any of you ever will. Sixth, the stock market is at an all-time high, but all you want to talk about is crossing roads. Seventh, the road crossing investigation is a politically motivated witch hunt. Eighth, the real question is, how do we stop illegal immigrants from crossing the roads? Number nine, Vladimir Putin is a good guy. I'd love to hold hands and cross the road with him. And 10th, Donald Trump crossed the road to make this country great again. So thank you, and no more questions, Your Honor.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.